covered. Fortunately, they will cover it, so you will see their shirt, don't you? And you see their wig, don't you? So, why did you come to the conclusion that you saw a person and you understand that person? You are silly than the parrot, aren't you? That's what it is. Because whatever you see with these eyes. And these eyes will look at the surface of the stuff. So the information you receive from here is superficial, one-dimensional, one-directional only. Let's say a politician you hate tonight will try to ride a bicycle and will fall down. When you look at that accident that will be shown on every TV, what do you see? You don't see somebody falling down. You are very happy because you don't like the person. You're happy of that. You see how you react? This is what it is. This is the parrot in all of us. Because the information you receive with your physical senses, all the five of them are superficial, are temporary, and extremely limited. This is amazing that the human being has a very narrow window in every sense. Means the visible light, human visible light is one of the narrowest. Gap of that expand of light. The sounds, there are very limited part of the sound we hear. A lot of animals, they do better than us. The smell, we're the worst. We almost lost it because we wanted to cheat on that. That's not a free deal. Yes, we cheated. We changed some of those physical law of appearance for animals just for cheat. Because cheating is a part of animal life. I'm not going there. Let's stop at the parrot. The parrot is in you, and your judgment is based on superficial information. Then, the third story. Third story is a long one. So don't worry, I will not attend to all of it today. What was that long story about?
Jonathan.
First of all, it was a very long story. In my belief, the longest is not longest. I think the last one is longer. But to me, it looks very long. First of all, because it's two stories in one. Do you remember? He talked about two Jewish kings, consequently. Which, there is no separation of the meaning over there. He wanted to talk about Jacob. What does Jacob mean?
Guess intelligently.
What is it, Jack? Personal effort. That's Jack. Therefore, in Arabic language, if you believe only in your personal effort, you will be Juhud. That's why the word Juhud is a very... It's like swearing at someone. Because they meant it that way. They believe that there are believers and they are the Juhuds. Because you believe in out of yourself or you believe only in your personal effort. If you rely upon yourself, so you count on your personal effort, you are personal effortee. That's the word. Which is made Juhud, and it was translated to Yahud. Even the Jewish people, they accepted that, this differentiation historically. Then it became a bad word, but in poetic language, it's not like that. Rumi would say, the first, Jehud king. It's interesting that all these Jehuds, you will hear a lot of them. When Reuben will not call them when they fight Moses, they are not Jehud. They are Yahud. They are Bani Israel. They are only Jehud when they are self-reliant people and they are rich. All of them. Later we will see that we want to buy some of these slaves. And there is this Jewish fellow again who has a slave and he doesn't sell it and he will buy them. And all that. So that's it, personal effort. And this personal effort has two dimensions. Because there are two sort of feelings mixed together over there. The first one was the first story, the second one the second story. So they make two stories to explain one thing. Because that one thing in you is really a combination of two. The first one is jealousy. First, Jehud king, we understand, is very jealous. With whom? With Jesus. This is Jehud. There is this new kingdom, Jesus, and he hates Jesus. He hates the follower of Jesus. He wants to kill the Christians. And he will not be satisfied even with that. Because his wit will let him know that, oh, some of these Christians, oh, these are nasty people. They hide their intention. They don't tell us they're Christians. So we have to do something to ruin them. Let's make a fifth state. Let's prepare something and trick them. Trick them to do what?
Each other.
To fight each other. Instead of we going and kill them, we could make them kill each other. That's what the Vizier did, right? He chose different people and we thought, handed them different rules, different Bibles, and let the Protestant and Catholic fight. If you need some Orthodoxies over there in Russia, we come and interfere. And while they're fighting, they don't need enemies. That was the first king, right? And Rumi said, jealousy. Jealousy is the worst kind of feeling. Why? Because if you're jealous, you feel miserable. We're talking about feeling good. You feel miserable. Why? You do it to yourself. There is no need for someone else. You know what? I could make up a story now. And in my made up story, I explain somebody who is living in a special way. Suddenly you're jealous. And you're hurting yourself. It was a made up story. But you don't get it. Because you feel bad. That's what the jealousy is. We'll see that next week in Shalom. He said, it's not only that. It has some twin. The second king of Jewish, or Jehud. What was that about? Remember the second one?
He created the fire, and then he had an idol, and he had a fire. And he said, if you bow down to the idol...
Do you remember his idol? Rumi didn't say anything about it, but we guessed it.
No, I don't think
a statue of himself.
Okay.
Because the second story was talking about egocentrism. He said, look at you. Whoever agrees with you is a good fellow. Whoever doesn't accept you is a wrong fellow. Because you're the center of the judgment, you're the center of the universe. It's not like that. Variety is good, and a lot of people should even dislike you and be in peace with you, because it's not about coming to